framing and comparison effects may also affect our decisions by evoking emotions. Here's a classic example. A group of people are given a scenario in which 600 people are in peril, and they have to decide between two courses of action. Half are given the first frame. Option A will save 200 people. The other half are given the alternative frame. Option A will allow 400 people to die. The phrasing of the first emphasizes the number of lives saved, while the alternative frame emphasizes the number of deaths. The actual probabilities are identical, but more people choose option A with the first frame than with its alternative. There was a team of researchers who used this particular task in a study with a functional magnetic resonance imaging brain scanning machine. And they found that each of the two frames produced different patterns of activation in the amygdala, which is a region of the brain involved in processing emotional and social information. And that activation correlated very strongly with their chosen course of action, suggesting that emotions were responsible for the framing effect. Interestingly, though, task-related activity in the brain's higher-level thinking and reasoning areas, that is, the prefrontal cortex, mitigated susceptibility to the framing effect.